You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so come on, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. And today, a Seafarer weekend-inspired Bad Choice Friday featuring Looking Glass. Talking about sailing, trying to pick up a bartender.
This one's crushing it on the boats.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely, it's explosive.
Are you being serious?
In the opposite direction. it's getting wild.
So Looking Glass is losing to Sticks?
Hell yeah.
Butt rock. Butt rock.
Yeah, it's butt rock.
Butt rock.
It's butt rock.
What is the definition of butt rock?
Stuff like this, yeah. Foreigner.
You're on a K-Tel compilation.
Right.
Butt rock.
If you rock a little harder than, say, the Yacht Rockers,
yeah,
you're that's kind of butt rock.
Kansas, butt rock.
Yeah.
With the exception of Dust in the Wind.
Late 90s, early, or late 80s, right?
Or late 70s, early
80s. Yeah. Butt rock.
Butt rock.
Butt rock.
Yeah.
The butt rock tour.
Why butt?
Bad Company.
Butt I don't rock. Know. But I like it. It just stuck. Butt rock.
Oh, wow.
What?
I just Googled butt rock bands, and they have it a little higher up on the list.
Who they got in there?
Who else they have in the butt rock?
I don't know if I want to say.
No, it's fine.
It's all right.
We didn't give butt rock.
We play hard rock. We play soft rock. We play glam rock.
Playing butt rock right now.
Butt rock. This is a little more updated. I feel bad as we like these guys.
It's okay.
Theory of a Dead Man.
All right. Butt rock.
Butt rock.
3 Days Grace.
Butt rock. Puddle of Mud. Butt rock.
Oh, I'm not saying that one.
Yes, you are.
No, I like those guys too much.
What? It's all right.
Chevelle.
Butt rock.
I love Chevelle.
I love those guys.
Turn it up.
Breaking Benjamin. I always thought of butt rock being older.
Two CDs for $9.99. You can buy the whole seat,
but
you'll only need the edge.
Vote now. One of those two tunes coming up right after drinking toast of the shot of the day.
Sticks.
Special guest appearance by Monkey Boy. He's from the tabloids, and now he's in the arena. Do we have time for a few emails in the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got me.
Eric Estrada from Chips.
One of them. One
he's
from today.
There. Burt Reynolds chest hair.
Guys, a couple years ago, we were at Breast Fest, the Joe Dredd thing at Slim's Last Chance.
Yeah.
Drinking pretty heavy that day and put some tickets in for prizes as they were giving away. All the money went to ladies going through breast cancer. Quite a few beers later, they drew my name for winning an Ovation acoustic electric guitar.
Nice.
A few more beers later, I got into a bidding war with a guy over a custom electric guitar signed by all members of Joe's band, Almost Human. Wasn't paying much attention. Joe got my attention and asked if I was still bidding on the guitar. I went up to $300 and won that one, too. Walked away drunk with two guitars. and some pink lightning bolt earrings. Have a great one, guys. That's from the Elk Plain Drifter. As we move on to birthdays, brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Tip responsibly.
Guys, please wish my son Joe a happy 29th trip around the sun. Old school fish sandwich. Thrill Shotgun gets and Coach Ted on how to spend the last year in his 20s. Thanks, that from his old man, Randy.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Get. Get. Get.
All right, your last year in your 20s.
I said get.
Pretty simple. You do whatever you want, and people go, man, aren't you too old for that? You go, I'm not 30 yet, you old SOB.
Butt rock.
Butt rock.
I'll be at sticks.
Hand me a dart. I smoke Marlboros.
I just feel like we need to end. It used to be I do declare. I think we should now end it with butt rock.
Butt rock.
Depends on the band.
Nice shorts.
Butt rock.
Just wanted to say happy birthday to Stena. Can you give her an Allen Thicke and an Al hitting the window followed by a big old bong rip? Thanks, guys. That from Carl.
Uh-oh, look out.
Carl, good to see you.
Butt rock.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to put in a shout-out for myself, as my wife probably forgot. And she did. As I go into my 47th year, just words of advice from coaching high school football from Coach Ted as we chase a state title after winning two in a row but falling short last year.
Oh.
And ending with some jokes from Miles. Thanks, gentlemen. Over the tongue and down the throat's party in my tummy. That from Damon.
All right, Damon, love you, buddy. Thanks for supporting the show for so long. Like Stevens High School, boys. Hell of a program you got running. Now, last year you showed up a little bit short, but remember, getting to the top is easy. Staying there is hard. So what do you do this year? You go back to fundamentals, all right? Inch by inch, yard by yard, block, tackle, win. If every man does his assignment, we can't lose.
Butt rock.
Okay. Dad joke Friday.
Dad joke Friday.
What's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom? Difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom.
What's in your shorts?
One snatches your watch.
Oh, all right.
You're riding the line, Montgomery.
I did not ride the line.
You're riding a line.
I'm riding the lightning. Guys,
I would screw that joke up.
My ex has a real problem with missing me.
Yeah.
But her aim kept getting better. Your mom is so fat she had sex with two guys at once and they never met.
Damn. Wow. I had never heard that one.
Damn, dude.
Didn't even see each other the whole time. Didn't even know the other one was there. I do have a Polish friend who's a sound engineer.
Oh, yeah?
And a Czech one, too. Dad jokes. How do you turn on your alcoholic girlfriend?
How?
Liquor.
Nice.
Should I do more?
I like that one. Yeah, it's a more Dad joke Friday.
All right, I'll keep going. Dad joke Friday. Guys, my girlfriend says having a small penis isn't really that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah?
But I prefer she didn't have one at all. Here's some true dad jokes.
I know.
What do you call a chicken looking at a head of romaine lettuce?
What?
What do you call it?
What do you call a chicken looking at a head of romaine lettuce?
What?
Chicken Caesar salad. Guys, my friend Joe has been put on the Dolly Parton diet.
Oh, yeah?
It made Joe lean. Did you guys know the boomerangs are Australia's biggest export?
No.
And import. And this is one of my favorite ones of the day. Do you guys know the phone number for Overeaters Anonymous?
No.
The phone number for Overeaters Anonymous. I'll give it to you. 1-888-888-8888.
I knew it was all going to be the same number. I thought it was going to be zeros because they look like donuts.
Nope. Yeah.
Cuddly ho.
Friday night, Emilio Estevez.
Shout out to Devon, pronounced the Pops. A very happy birthday today. Can he get his iconic favorite dish medley? about a fish sandwich. And maybe the dirty Germans explaining why he should be called something other than Daddy. Stay beautiful, bitches. That from Bacon.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Brother, can I get a fish sandwich? Can I get a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
Cheese
and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, the reason you should be called anything other than Daddy is because after a certain age, being called Daddy is just creepy.
Yeah, so you know what? So if you do it correctly, she might still say it.
Yeah. You remind me of my daddy.
Oh. That actually happens a lot.
What's that?
Nothing. Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Flash. Thank you all. A couple extra emails here. The story is, the subject is pet names. We're talking about whether you call your girl babe, baby, honey, sweetheart,
boo, or
whatever it is. Gentlemen, catching up on the Odyssey app, I have two comments on pet names. Number one, worked for a construction company where the owner called his teenage son honey. It was jarring. Second one, my husband and I do not use pet names, but we'll occasionally call each other hooker, as in, hey, hooker, or listen, hooker. Not sure what that says about our marriage, but we're celebrating our 12th anniversary this month. So clearly it works for us. Thanks for all you do, and congrats, guys, on 20 years.
Oh, thank you, Hooker.
That from CC. All's traced in Movie House. Back from our Men's Room World Tour. These are still coming in. All legitimate, want to give a couple shout-outs from seeing you guys in Bremerton. My partner and I stopped by while we were working, and we wanted to meet you guys. So we're in line for those delicious brats. A worker there ushered us to the front of the line because we were on duty.
Okay. All right.
It was a bit awkward to cut line, and we were hesitant. Now, we didn't know it was cash only when we got there, and I only had cash in hand for one brat. So the awesome guy, with hair that made me jealous, turned around with a couple bucks so we could both get one.
Nice.
Unfortunately, we couldn't stay long, but I want to thank everyone involved with us. Cheers, guys. That from the medic with the bedpan.
Oh, I thought you were working the actual event.
Yeah, we talked to those guys.
Yeah, when we got there, yeah, saw them instantly. I thought they were there in case anything untoward should happen at the event. I didn't realize you guys were just popping by, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's
nice.
Cool.
Yep. I think we parked right behind him.
Yeah. Because I asked him, because he was holding his bedpan, and it looks like a more updated bedpan, but I'm staring at it, and he just said, yes, it is a bedpan. Yeah. And I left it at that.
Ted, someone's catching up here again. This was the subject a few weeks back.
All right.
We were talking about Cobb from the podcast.
Correct.
The fact that he was a swimmer in college.
Yeah,
he was.
At Boston College University. But you were saying that because of his swimming, that he got kidney stones.
Yeah, at like an early age. Super fit dude.
We're talking about kidney stones, but they're saying that's from
the swimming?
Yeah, that's what he said it was from. He said he woke up one day and he was peeing blood.
Jesus.
Yeah, because we were talking about eating too many Tums. Or
right, all that kind of
thing. Passing him, all that crap. I love you guys, religious listener, 12 plus years. I am emailing you guys from Twin Lake, Michigan. I have had kidney issues and was a high school level competitive swimmer for 10 years. Same age as you guys. So the time frame cultural norm may add up. In the 90s and early 2000s, it was common recommendation for swimming coaches, for us swimmers, to just eat tons and tons of Tums. Thought behind it was that the calcium would neutralize lactic acid, making you get less tired and less cramps.
Uh-huh.
Doubt it ever worked, but calcium is what kidney stones are. So who knows? That from my man.
There's a ton of stuff in swimming, like, I didn't know till we became buddies. Like, right, like, sometimes he was like, you have to purposely keep drinking water because you're in water, so you don't realize how dehydrated you're getting.
That makes sense.
And then he also said sometimes when you're just doing all those laps, like, some of those pools are really cold. And he was like, you get out and you realize how cold your body is.
Damn.
Even if you're exercising, obviously.
Yeah. He also said the weirdest pool to ever swim in was at the up at West Point. Because he said they're having a meet up top, but the pool was so deep, there was dudes down there running drills on like how to survive underwater.
That is weird, man.
And they're swimming on top of them.
And they're on top.
Swimming
a meet.
Jesus.
Not distracting at all.
All right. I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. The Count loves to cut bunts. When the Count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, go.
Three times fast.
The Count loves to cut bunts. When the Count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, to go.
One.
The Count loves to cut bunts. When the Count cuts bunts.
Oh, that was no.
I'm so confused. So the people counting bunts say, go count bunt.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay. Round two now.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
We needed to stay out last night, and we just decided to get an 8-bongo for it.
Yeah. We weren't working. We were just getting hot.
Exactly. I've been able to breathe out my nose all day.
I know. I heard about it. Were you guys in Greenwood?
We're in Kirkland.
Huh? The streets are saying Greenwood.
Well, that's where our dealer is, yeah.
Take two. This one comes from listener Zach. Ted versus the FCC. You know how this goes, Ted. You tried it once before, but it goes something like this. The Count loves to cut bunts. When the Count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go, count, bunt, cut, go. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, three times fast.
Get a little water there. All right. Should be quick and easy.
Yes, sir.
The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, go.
Three times fast.
The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt.
Looks like round three on that one.
Yeah. I didn't scream it.
You did not scream it.
No, you didn't.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Did not scream it.
No, I felt a little closer than last week.
No, what
was it?
It felt that way. I don't know.
We're good. I don't know. I think it's about the same. I don't know if it's in the same spot, but it felt about the same length.
Same place?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Okay. We'll try this one next week. Once again.
Oh, sweet.
Take number three on 10 versus the FCC. Come up here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrills.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There a clinical trial of an mRNA vaccine against HIV is showing a strong immune response against the viral protein. That's pretty freaking big.
That again?
There's an mRNA vaccine that's in a clinical trial right now, and it's against HIV, and it's actually showing a very strong immune response to the viral proteins.
Good.
Good.
Hell yeah, dude. I love it.
Condom free.
Yet again.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to it.
A new survey of 1,000 experts shows that quantum physicists still can't agree on anything.
Yeah.
Apparently, I did not know this, but this is a big thing apparently in quantum physics that physicists disagree on like everything.
Pretty much.
On the same subject.
Because it's a very difficult thing to make sense of.
Why?
There's basic things, because... So everything that we deal with in the physical world, right? We can look at each other in general physics, we can figure out. If I drop something, it falls to the ground. There's gravity, right? Blah, blah, blah. When you go to quantum physics down to the tiniest realm of existence,
yeah.
None of the very few of the things that they see on that level behave in a way that agrees with what we believe physics should be.
So there's no real rules that they can go by on the quantum level.
There's a few things they have figured out, but overwhelm. It's like saying you've mapped 2% of the ocean. It's that kind of thing. So there's very few things that they have figured out, and they can do quantum computing and these kinds of things, but it's much bigger than that. So when you kind of go outside of it, just nothing behaves the way you believe it should behave based on all of the expertise we have in the regular world. Right? Gravity seems to affect these things differently. How they can move through things is different than the way we perceive it. How they kind of blink in and out of existence, depending on what the particle is, does not make sense. So, like anything, you have to theorize why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy for me to disagree with your paper because you just can't prove it. So I say, look, man, you're saying this behaves this way for this reason. I could argue that it behaves this way for this reason. And you just disagree because it's really hard to make progress and understand it. It is a weird, weird, weird universe that we live in. That's but on a much smaller scale, things just, they behave their own way, but our inherent belief is that there's got to be rules for everything.
Okay.
Right? But when you get to quantum physics, like, whatever rule you come up with, quantum physics does not follow that.
Huh.
So it's kind of the search to figure out what are the rules of quantum physics.
Okay.
Right?
Quantum physics, women, when we try to figure them out?
For the most
basically,
part, yeah.
We could all argue about...
There's no general rule that applies to all.
Right, like, yeah. I know how my wife is.
Right.
And you know how your wife is. But if we were to exchange wives and we behave the way that we behave,
right.
We're going to have very different reactions.
We still cannot write a handbook that says just do this.
Well, yes, we can. It's called just shut up.
That's right.
Just nod your head and be quiet.
Just
right?
Listen.
That's basically...
Say yes, dear, a lot.
That's what we've come up with.
You're always at fault.
Yeah. Just accept it.
That's right.
Yes.
You are the oaf that she is putting up with. Right. There you go.
I thought you liked hydrangeas.
No kidding, dude. Which flower is it?
Which flower do you like? Just tell me what to buy.
A new study found male...
No, which doesn't follow rules. Why won't you... Like, we believe the rules are if you want us to know, tell us.
Right. No, figure
Quantum
it out.
Quantum world, they're like, figure it out.
Right. A new study found male leopard seals sing songs similar to nursery rhymes to woo their mates.
Sweet. Old McDonald had a farm. There she comes. All right.
I was wanting to know which ones they were.
Because if it works for you, come on, man. Hook a brother up.
Hey, baby, there was a farmer had a dog. Guess what his name was?
Was it Bingo?
Woo! Come on over, baby.
How do they figure that they're kind of like nursery rhymes? Do they mean the way they sound or...
I'm not working on it, dude. It's male leopard seals trying to woo
mates.
That's
what I mean. How do you know it's like a nursery rhyme? They're probably like, brother, this is like Barry White, dumbass.
Exactly.
Jack and Jill went up a hill and got busy.
Right. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
To fetch a pail of that ass.
I'm about to row your boat.
Oh.
See what you're working with.
Let's see what you're working with. God. You a mechanic? All right, baby, drop him. Let's see what you're working with.
All right, little miss, let me see that Muffet.
That's Brian right there.
Mm-hmm. Sit upon his tuffet. Give me the curds and whey. The Merriam-Webster word of the day is a D word that means to declare that no one, that, rather, to declare that one is no longer connected to nor a supporter of someone or something. It is a D word that means...
D or B?
D, as in dog. To declare that one is no longer connected to nor a supporter of someone.
Disavowed.
Disavowed. Not a bad answer, Ted. Not the one for the day.
Damn, you took my word.
To declare...
Done! No.
Done is not bad. No. Miles and a guess. Declaring that you're no longer connected to nor a supporter of.
You said this about
disenfranchised.
Ooh.
Dissociate.
Dissociate.
Oh, all right. Like ketamine is a disassociative.
Okay, I'll give you that. And you know what, Tim? When I read the word is dissociate, and I thought the same thing that you did there was like, is there a difference between dissociate or and disassociate?
Yeah.
They're often used interchangeably, but I think grammatically speaking,
it's dissociate.
It's dissociate.
Okay. Mm. Which sounds wrong.
We're not breaking up. I'm just going to disassociate with, or associate with you.
Dissociate with you. Yeah, it does mean to break up. And I'm out. A new study found that Medicare wastes $4.4 billion on low-value medical services.
Thanks, Elon.
Yeah.
Awesome. Money. And it's low value. Not only are we wasting this money, but we're doing it for crap.
Crap.
Well, is it that they're wasting the money on it, or that's what they are charged for the services?
Oh, a good call.
Because we were talking to BD, and the other day, I want to say he had a seven-minute phone call with the doctor. And that seven-minute phone call was like $1,500. And it's like, Jesus Christ,
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Right, so, like, it is kind of a waste of money. We all agree on that. Right. Now, what we get in return is definitely low value, but, like, we get charged a lot. We get charged an extraordinary amount of money for some low... If you get a Band-Aid from the hospital, even though it says Band-Aid on it, as in the brand, somehow it's more expensive than the Band-Aid that you had sitting in your medicine cabinet at home.
When the wife went through her surgery, they gave her medications that she was already taking. A bottle of those pills cost about $20.
Right.
The pill that they gave her was $20 a pill.
And that's what I mean. So if you're like, on Medicaid...
Can my husband just come over with the bottle and give me the stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's one of those things that I guess it depends how you read it, but like when you're overcharged for stuff, it's not that you're like wasting, but like right now, you waste money at the grocery store, not because you're buying frivolous crap, but the price of everything has gone through the roof.
Exactly. There's two pubs in London that have been civilly feuding for decades over which one is more ancient.
Where are the old ones?
I was here first. No, I was here first.
Where are the young ones, Neil?
Where they have a. Well done, I like that. Are they guessing, do they have any estimate of their ages? Because in England, man, those pubs are
I imagine that
upon
they do.
Hundreds upon hundreds.
And that's kind of the problem, is that when you get back to that level, that history starts getting a little bit patchy as you get further and further back. So I think they both lay a claim that they are the oldest pub, but neither of them has real conclusive proof.
Because then the feud can go on.
Because I think both of them have conclusive proof that, no, I'm the older one.
Right.
So...
I mean, I think at the end of the day, that draws in probably tourists.
Yeah.
Or if it's a private, but it's like, if I was in London and I was like, I want to go to the oldest pub in London, and everybody's like, just the second oldest. So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
Yeah, right.
It works for me.
I just want to go to the pub.
Yeah.
Just looking for a pint. Research is being done on where exactly weight goes when we lose it, and several experts have no idea. So, you know, you're working out
what
or you're dieting.
Where does it go?
So, say you're working out.
All right.
And your scale does go down. Where did the weight go? Did you sweat it out?
Right, you burn calories, but where are they going?
Okay,
did you poop it? Did you pee
it? Your body, energy, you burn the fat.
Right, but then where does the fat go?
Well,
it would become energy. Based on physics that they do understand, it would become energy.
You put you put whale blubber in a lamp.
Okay.
You light it.
Correct.
It burns it.
Yes.
It's gone.
Yes. It burns out the
top. Your body burns.
It burns out the top.
Yeah.
You know exactly where it's going. However, in your body, they have no freaking idea.
You right out, sweat, poop,
right
pee.
Out the mouth.
Oh.
You crap it out.
Damn. It appears that dental floss may be a potential vehicle for vaccinations. I just read this on the live video earlier today. There's a they are putting basically the vaccine on the floss, and they're testing it with mice and rats right now. But they are able to put the vaccine on the floss, and then when you floss, you're actually giving yourself the vaccine.
Huh. All right.
Now you just got to get people to
floss.
I'm
down with that. Right. I'm a flosser these days.
England's like, not interested.
Guys, I don't know if you noticed, but I came in here awful grumpy this morning. I did not have the best start to my day. I was woken up at 4 o'clock this morning to my smoke detector going off to no fire, only to realize that the battery was low. 2 hours later when I was about to nod off and it started doing the beep thing, and then I tried to defy it and go back to sleep, but then my dog started barking at it. So I woke up 2 hours earlier than I wanted to, and I'm not having a very good day. And luckily, there's ways that I can keep my cool on days that I'm not having a good day.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 tips for dealing with people when you might be cranky. Well, sweet, merciful crap.
You don't need a goddamn top 10 list for this. Have I taught you nothing over the last plus 11 years, Michael? I've been cranky for a few decades now, and here's the trick. You wear a scowl on your face 24/7. When some snowflake wants to engage you in conversation, you just say, "Listen here, sweetheart, the adults are talking. Why don't you go look up a recipe to make your husband for dinner tonight?" If that doesn't work, just ignore him. Stare him down. Say nothing. And wait till they get the hell away from you. Positive Friday.
Damn. Wow. Sorry, VD. I've learned nothing. I've learned nothing. These are tips on how to deal with people when you're cranky. Very bottom of the list. It's kind of the one that they always have to add in there, that when all else fails, seek professional help. If you find that your crankiness is persistent or interfering with your daily life, consider talking to a therapist or a counselor, because that's not a one-off. You're not cranky. You've got a condition that you need to work out. You've got something suppressed that you need to talk out and work through.
Yeah.
So when all else fails, seek professional help there. But then they go with practicing relaxation techniques. Explore techniques like progressive muscle relaxation or visualization to help manage your mood. So basically just
masturbate and smoking joints.
Surfing porn, yeah. And then I feel a lot better.
Yeah, breathing techniques help too.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, not me. I've tried to breathe. And then I do well.
Start hyperventilating.
I do well for about 60 seconds. And then I take about 3 steps back into the environment that I am in, and I'm pissed again.
But I think everyone does it. Just, it does not resolve the problem. But think about it. If you know, if I know the kids have effed up and we're about to have the talk, you always take that deep breath before you do it. Just mm-hmm.
Remember why.
An impromptu meeting with the boss, and you already know what it's about.
Yep.
Take that deep breath before you roll in there.
Yes, you already know what it's about.
Yeah.
You start rubbing your ass to get it ready for the chewing it's about to take. Consider your body language. They say be mindful of your posture, your facial expressions, and your tone of voice, as these can influence how others perceive you. So it's one of those where you're trying to keep the fire from spreading, as it were.
That's why I was not convinced that it was a guy that was on Chantix. Ray Liotta.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we really did not think Chantix was working for him.
Well, it worked for me. I've been doing Chantix for the last 10 months.
Doing great.
Yeah, like, dude, you seem calmer when you smoke.
God, I don't want to smoke. God damn it.
I just think of I think one girl, she was like, "We should jog together. Like, isn't this fun? Like, I'm dying here. Stop, I can't talk.
I'm using all my energy right now.
Just go ahead of me."
Tips on how to deal with people when you're cranky. They say to seek solutions. If possible, try to identify the root cause of your crankiness and work towards a solution or a compromise. That means I need a nap.
That means I really want to punch you in the face.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes. You are the cause of the problem, and punching you in the face will make me feel better. However, there are rules against that.
Yeah. Well, it's like Mike and I always say, I'm the problem.
Maybe you're the reason.
Maybe you're the reason.
You hate the way you look at me, and you halfway see yourself. You do end up bartering with yourself when you have that moment. You know, somebody's just, they've aggravated you. And yeah, you do want to punch them right between the eyes, and you do have that little moment in your head where you're like, well, we can't do that. So what's the compromise? What are we going to take here?
That's exactly what it is. Right? Think about it. In the animal kingdom, if there's an issue, they just scrap.
They kill, yeah.
We are animals, but we have some intellect, so we do dial ourselves down. Because your first reaction is, I'm going to smash a beer glass over this guy's head, right?
That's right, yeah.
And then instantly, it's like, obviously, I'm not going to do that. Look, my daughter kind of set me off last week, all right? So I get this news at work. So I had to go outside to talk to my wife. So I could scream and yell about all the things that I absolutely am not going to do.
There you go.
But said, this is what I want to do.
There you go.
And then when you get it out of your system, you're like, right, okay. So none of that's going to happen. So how do we approach this situation?
You really need an advocate to hear just how upset you are.
Oh, well, that's the thing. And my wife, I hear it, and she's going, oh, no, I've already thought this, because she found out like an hour before me.
Oh,
she's
like,
basically, you're an hour behind my thought train.
Okay.
So she's like, go ahead and get it out. Yes, I thought of that too. But we're not going to.
Use I statements, they say. Express your feelings and needs using I statements instead of blaming or accusing others. For example,
I want to poke you in the eye.
I feel frustrated when, instead of, you always make me feel frustrated.
Okay, that's
all right,
fair.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Right? It's putting the onus on you. Like, I'm not taking this particularly well.
I get frustrated when you keep doing this, dumbass.
Right. You know, and sometimes when you have to talk to some people, you do have to sit there and think of your words of like,
I'm having an issue with this right now because I'm talking to a superior. However, how do we bridge the gap to where this doesn't become a problem anymore?
Basically,
because I'm falling behind here.
I have to do it sometimes, too, when retelling a story. And I'll correct myself, and I go, but my version is I thought she was flirting.
Yes.
There you go.
Right? Because some people are like, dude, she was not. Like, right. That's how I interpreted it.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm relaying the story that happened.
Listen actively. Pay attention to what others are saying, both verbally and non-verbally, and try to understand their perspective. This, honestly, I feel like our society would do a lot better if people would take more than non-verbal cues.
Yes.
Like, read the entirety of what you got going on.
The one that drives me up a wall is when you ask somebody a question and they just go, yes. I go, there is no way you fathom, you computed what I asked you. You're just saying yes because you think I want to hear yes. I can hear no. Just give me the honest answer.
Right. Stay calm. When interacting with others, try to remain calm and composed, even if you're feeling agitated. And that is so much easier said than done.
It is. I feel that, and going back to the boss kind of thing where you can't just fire off, I realize that, I'm crushing my toes together.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm getting really agitated, like, I'm going to jump over this desk and end this human life.
Right.
But instead, you're sitting there, and, like, if I were wearing flip-flops, I'd be like, are you seizing? I'd be like, no, I'm staying calm.
And it's because they start using that language that is already setting you off in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, let's get through this part, because this is the part I have a problem with.
Yeah, that's... It's not what you're mad about. It's how you choose to convey.
I need to have a solution for this thing that's happening right now in front of me. Tips on how to deal with people when you're cranky. They say to identify your triggers. Recognize
you.
Recognize what situations or thoughts tend to make you feel cranky and try to anticipate and manage them. Again, easier said than done. They are a trigger for a reason. When you pull the trigger on something, at some point something's going to fire. However, you need to know when that finger's on the trigger and work as hell to pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. And it hurts a lot. And you eat a lot.
And you're so mentally exhausted.
You are.
Because you almost want to tell people, like, hey, look, I listen to you. I know I seem calm. You have no idea how much energy I just put into you believing that I am calm.
Right. Not throttling you right now.
My eyes didn't twitch. My lip didn't curl.
Ted, you mentioned it. Number two, practice deep breathing. Deep, slow breaths can help regulate your nervous system and reduce your feelings of tension.
I'm going to start doing it next time the bosses get mad. I'm regulating my breathing.
It's how I keep from going off. I'm a little cranky right now.
Darth Vader used to practice that.
I had to do it last night in my car.
Really?
Oh, somebody just blatantly, right? I'm making a right. They're making a left. And they almost hit me. It's just like, and then the guy flipped me off.
Yeah.
I pulled, like, I had to pull over and just breathe, right?
Just breathe.
Yep.
It's like, you consider following the man and then beating the tar out of him.
I was only at the point of following them, but I was like, calm down.
All right.
Cass and I had to talk each other off of the cliff. It was in Greenwood. We're both riding down the road. And this lady cuts us off, blows through one of the traffic circles, right? Not the end of the world, but she flipped us off. And both of us were, you want to kill that? Yeah, I'm going to kill that. And then we're like, no. Then he's like, are you sure? Should we? I'm like, no, I'm not sure. I'm going to beat the piss out of this. But no. We were steamed, man.
Right.
Like,
the whole thing, if she just cuts you off, it's not that big of a deal.
The flip off, I was like, oh, my God.
How dare you?
Oh, we were both just, like, we had to go to the bar, like, let's just get a drink and call me. It's not worth all of this, but both of us have our lather up, man.
And then the number one tip for how to deal with people when you're cranky, there are certain people where this is literally my only option. Take a timeout. Step away from the situation, even if it's for a few minutes to collect your thoughts and calm down. There are certain people that I have inscribed in my brain, like, they're a no for me.
Right.
And some of them are rather close to me.
I used to take a long walk away. I take a long walk.
Yeah.
At least for half an hour.
I can't do it.
And my wife and I have learned that over the years. And like anything, you're going to argue with your spouse, and you'll always make it bigger than it needs to be.
Oh, yeah.
So anytime we get to that point, like, we just stop. And it's just, it's understood.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, okay.
A couple in Barcelona might just take the cake for the worst parents of the year, Miles.
Why is that?
Dial about it at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and on this Friday, we toast a local hero, if you will. That would be Seattle Kraken mascot, Bowie.
Oh, yeah, man.
Now, Bowie, he's a traveling little troll, didn't know that, but he was recently in Alaska with Kraken forward John Hayden, all right? And Hayden, he was fly fishing, which is part of the annual Bristol Bay Native Corps Partnership trip that they do with the Kraken. It includes Kraken Week at a hockey camp that's hosted by the Anchorage Hockey Academy and an outdoor excursion. And on this particular outdoor excursion, Mr. Hayden, along with Bowie, they went fly fishing, which is pretty cool. And there's a great video if you get the chance to watch this. But while they were out there fishing, let's just say nature decided to intervene. Because one thing that Alaska has a lot of is bears. Now, what we didn't know is that if you happen to be a blue troll wearing a Kraken jersey, bears want to eat you. And they make it very clear that for whatever reason, you look remarkably delicious. So there's a video posted to the social media of basically Bowie standing in a river with Hayden and a couple other people. They're fly fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see bears in two different locations, and they are staring at Bowie. So the first thing they say is, hey, man, there's a bear. So they just kind of move away. They don't want to agitate the bear. One of the bears jumps into the water, snatches the salmon. Cool. He's okay. Well, the other bear, the one that's closest to him, basically goes into a dead sprint specifically to snatch up Bowie. Now, I'm not sure why the bear did not take Bowie out. I don't know why the bear stopped, but it did. But I'm not kidding. Like, this bear is coming at Bowie, and it's not that far away. The reason I'm toasting Bowie...
The Bowie or the bear? Who are we toasting?
I'm toasting Bowie, because in true mascot form, in spite of a freaking grizzly bear charging down a river specifically wanting to eat your blue ass, he still made no sound. He did not scream. He did not panic. And granted, he couldn't do much about this. Still smiled through the whole thing. I guess that's what cracks me up.
Mike, have you seen this video?
No.
That bear, my God. I saw it last night.
Oh, my God.
Seriously,
that
man.
That bear charges and gets way too close to Bowie.
I mean, fast.
And if I'm...
Through a river.
So whoever's wearing that Bowie costume, brother, I don't know how you did not scream or yell or go into a
panic.
And
also, in the Bowie costume, you are actually fly fishing on a river.
Yeah.
Which is also in the river. Impressive. Yeah. Well, I'm sure Bowie, you know, never takes a helmet off, but still.
But look. They stayed in mascot character. And if ever there's a time where most people would forgive you for it, that would be them. But, boy, here's to you, man. We're drinking to you.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.